Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. This is Apostle Loretta Williams, and you are listening to Fresh Manna, Our Daily Bread, spiritual food and nourishment for the mind, the body, and the soul. Today is Sunday morning prayer and devotional, and glad that you've taken the time to come and to join us. Let me encourage you to invite your family and your friends, amen, co-workers, to listen to Sunday morning devotional. Praise God. And our topic on today is God will seek you out to bring you in. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And our scripture text for our lesson on this morning is going to be coming from the book of Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at verse number 11. For thus said the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock, in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and the dark day. Amen. I'm going to stop right there. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to talk about this chapter, amen, in Ezekiel 34. You know, a lot of people don't realize that God, amen, praise God, looks for us. He knows where we are. But I'm talking about he looks at the intents of our hearts. He is searching. Amen. The Bible said that the devil goes forth to and fro, up and down in the earth. He is our adversary, seeking whom he may devour. He's looking, Satan is looking for people that he can devour, devour your joy, your peace, your happiness. Amen. He comes to steal you of those things that God wants you to have. And God seeks us out to give us all of those fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, happiness. Amen. He wants us to be able to be patient, to go through things, amen, without being frustrated and upset and angry. So, amen. What I ask on this morning, amen, praise God, are you a sheep in the Lord's pasture? I want to know, amen, have you lost your way and you're not sure of where you are or what you're supposed to accomplish in life? Jesus said, I am the good shepherd and I love my sheep. I want you to know God has placed a place for those who love him, green pastures that nourish the soul and replenish the spirit. Henceforth, that is one of these places is fresh manna, our daily prayer. Yes, it's on the radio, it's on the internet, but my mission is that when people listen to this program, that they will be inspired, they will be motivated, they will be renewed in body, mind, and spirit. They will be refreshed from exhaustion and fatigue. And most importantly, amen, they will acknowledge God and they will open up the doors to their heart and let him come in. The word of God tells us that the Lord stands at the door of our hearts and he's knocking. God will not force his way into your life. He gives us free will. He gives us a choice of whether or not we want to serve him, whether or not we want to live for him. He's not going to make you, amen, do anything that is contrary to free will. Today I want to play, excuse me, before I pray, a selection for a very dear saint of God. Amen, praise God. I want to encourage her on this morning. Amen, praise God. I thank God for this woman of God. She is a blessing to the kingdom. I don't really think she knows her true value. I truly believe that God sought her out to bring her into the place that she is now because, amen, she is one that truly inspires others. She's a prayer warrior. She's an intercessor. Amen. Praise God. She loves God's people. Amen. And she loves, amen, serving the Lord. And she's free. She's free from the yoke of bondage. Many times the enemy tries to come and ensnare us and entrap us back into bondage by causing us to believe that what we do is not important, that what we do is not accomplishing what God put on this earth to do, or even that nobody cares or nobody loves us. So I want to give some flowers out this morning. I want to send, amen, a message, be free, be at liberty. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. I want you to, amen, feed on the rich pastures that God has set forth. And today we're going to do something a little bit different. Amen, praise God, because Oasis Worship Center, we are an interfaith, interdenominational, amen, ministry. But we're also interracial, amen, praise God. We have people from all walks of life, socially, amen, praise God. And it is a pleasure, amen, to be able to serve, amen, praise God, in the kingdom with people from other nationalities. And so, amen, once, twice a month, I'm going to acknowledge individuals that stand out. I want to encourage them, amen, praise God, on our Sunday morning, a devotional, to keep doing what they're doing, to keep smiling, amen, to keep on, amen, lifting up your head, giving God honor, worship, and praise. Be free in the Lord, amen. Help set other people free, amen, praise God. So, amen, our honoree on today, amen, praise God, the person that I want to send a shout out to, amen, to let them know to keep on doing the good work they're doing is Minister Julianne Nieto from Alba, Michigan. And I'm going to be playing a selection, and it is called Libre. And it's going to be in Espanol. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we hope that you enjoy it on today. that was a selection for a man, an honoree on today. Words of encouragement out to Minister Juliana Nieto. And amen for you that don't know, this is by Brother Eddie Carando. Reflect your day, te amor. May not pronounce that right. And what it means is to reflect on thy love. And praise God, libre means to be at liberty, to be free. And God wants us to be free. Amen, praise God. He don't want you bound. He don't want you sad. He don't want you unhappy. Amen. And our lesson on today is God will seek you out to bring you in. I thank God for all of the saints of God that fellowship with Oasis Worship Center, our community, amen, praise God, those that are from Guatemala, amen, praise God, Sister Sandra Lopez, her son Chris Lopez, Brother Abel Delgado, amen, and his wife, Emma Seth, amen, praise God, hallelujah, amen, Pastor Jesus, amen, and his wife, amen, praise God, and Abe Padre, amen, praise God, Pastor Miriam, and that's Pastor Jesus. I just thank God for all of the many, many saints that I know, amen, from Brazil, Mexico, amen, praise God. And I pray that this selection will bless the men and women of God, amen, of Latino descent. And I don't want to leave out my son-in-law, amen, from Panama, amen, Moises Perez. Thank God for all of them. Amen. Want to give a shout out to them, to encourage them on this morning to be blessed. And I want to pray right now, amen, to encourage each and every one of you to know that God loves you, amen, and that's why he seeks us out. That's why, amen, here in the scripture it says, amen, that the Lord search for his sheep to seek them out. And that's again in Ezekiel 34:11. And he wants to bring you out of that dark place. Amen. That dry place. Amen. God wants to remove your cloudy and dark day. Amen. In Ezekiel 34:13, he says, I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and all the inhabited places of the country. So many people, amen, especially a lot of our immigrants, have been blessed to come over to the United States of America and be free, be at libre, amen, praise God, to live a better life, amen, free to worship God without any interference, amen, praise God, free, amen, to be able to work and support themselves and have income, amen, praise God. But most importantly, they have the freedom to worship, amen, praise God, the freedom to serve God, hallelujah, where in a lot of countries, it is restricted. They don't have Bibles, amen. And here's something else that they have the free to get a good education, amen, praise God, to better themselves. God wants to bring people out of the dark places, of the dark ages, of the cloudy days. You know, sometimes the sun is behind the cloud, but you can't see it. And for a lot of people, amen, that's what's going on in their lives, amen. God is shining down upon you, but the devil has blocked the sunlight, so you can't see the favor of God. You can't feel the warmth of his embrace because of the situations and circumstances that you're going through. But God said in his word, and he instructed the prophet Ezekiel to let them know, amen, I'm going to bring you out from those people that are holding you in bondage. I'm going to bring you out, amen, from those people that are keeping you from enjoying life, from being free. From God said, I'm bringing you out of poverty. I'm bringing you out of debt. I'm bringing you out of lack. I'm bringing you out of want, and I'm going to set you free. Amen. Praise God. And in 13 and 14 in Ezekiel, he said 34 chapter 34. He said, I'm going to feed you in a good pasture. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. God has pastures. He has churches. He has ministry. He has, amen, all types of ways to feed his sheep. One of them is, amen, through the Oasis Worship Center teleconference line, where Minister Juliana Nieto, amen, she is the moderator for our morning, early morning glory prayer. Every weekday, Monday through Friday, the woman of God is on the line, amen, encouraging people to pray. Amen. You want to pray in Spanish? That's okay. You want to pray in your native tongue? Amen. Praise God. That's okay, but the most important thing is that we want you to pray. We want to go into corporate prayer and unify the body of Christ, amen, to strengthen, amen, our sisters and brothers that are going through, amen, praise God. The devil so many times wants to isolate us, make us feel like we're the only one that's having a problem. We're the only one that's going through. Nobody is concerned. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares. That's what Satan desires to do, is shift you like wheat. But Jesus told Peter, I have prayed for you. Amen. Praise God. And that's what I'm getting ready to do right now. Amen. Is I'm going to pray for you. Amen. Praise God. Before we pray our next selection, there's nobody greater than God. Nobody, nobody, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Amen. And in Ezekiel 34:15, he said, I'll feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, said the Lord God. Amen. God, amen, will seek you that are lost and will bring you again to that which was driven away, and he'll bind up, amen, that which was broken and strengthen that which was sick. Hallelujah. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them with judgment. Amen. A lot of people feed off of other people's weaknesses. Amen. A lot of people take advantage of those that are, amen, are vulnerable. Amen. Praise God. They don't have any compassion, amen, for people that are going through. Amen. A lot of times, the more people get, the more selfish they become. But I want you to know on this morning, God got you covered. Amen. Praise God. He will bring you out, amen, of your situation and bring you into a rich pasture. He'll take you out of a place of bondage. Amen. It may be on your job. You may have coworkers that, amen, mistreat you, don't respect you. You may hate going to work. Amen. Praise God, because it's a dark place. Amen. But let me tell you, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light that Jesus has put, amen, to let his glory shine in these dark places. So don't you be discouraged, because when your assignment is up, when your season is done, God's going to put you in a rich pasture. He's going to feed you. He's going to nourish you with his word. Amen. And he's going to bless you above and beyond what you could ask or think. Heavenly Father, right now, we just come before you in Jesus' mighty name, and we just pray for your people, and we ask in the name of Jesus that every person that listens to this broadcast on today will be strengthened, will be encouraged to know, dear God, that you have brought them out. Oh, thank you, Jesus, and that you're going to bring them in to a place. Amen. Praise God. So I'm asking you, Father, to, Lord, network, connect them, amen, with ministries and churches and with people, dear God, that can help them on the right pathway that they need to go. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. I thank you right now for Minister Juliana, amen, and all of those, amen, of Latino descent, amen, that have been a part and continue to be a part of this ministry, for Mother Ramona, and, oh, God, thank you so much for allowing her to live, amen, praise God, at a ripe old age of 92, 93, amen, praise God, up in there, dear God. I thank you for them, dear God. I thank you, dear God, that you're giving, amen, my sisters and brothers, amen, from Mexico, Guatemala, amen, Spain, Brazil, all of those. You're giving them a rich inheritance, dear God. And we dedicate this program to them on this morning, to all of the churches and ministries, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, that are reaching out, dear God, to the pastors that are feeding your sheep, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will bless them, dear God. I pray right now that there'll be no barrier, no separation, hallelujah, even when it comes to language, dear God, that, Father, we'll have a better understanding of how to relate one to another, amen, praise God. I thank you right now for every soul, every individual that listens to this program. Help them to realize, God, there's nobody greater. There's nobody greater than you, dear God. And whatever situation they may be going through, you are more than able to deliver them and to bring them out. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, I hope you'll listen to, amen, and join. Please call and join us in early morning prayer, Monday through Friday, 712-775-7031, access code 206-594-156-POUND. Amen. If you didn't get that, just go back and replay this broadcast. Amen. Praise God. You can also find it on Facebook, on my page, I am Apostle Loretta Williams, and also on Google Plus. God bless you. Hope to see you and hear you in prayer on tomorrow or anytime through the weekday, Monday through Friday. Amen. Because God does answer prayer, and there's nobody greater than him.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great.
Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.